Our great grandfather, Andrew Carnegie, built a log cabin at the Fairy Glen on a flat bit of ground overlooking the burn. We always knew the burn as the Fairy Glen, so it may have another name. He bridged this beautiful burn with very attractive wooden bridges, and I think there were nine bridges that led you all the way down to the Spinningdale Road and the stone bridge there. When we were children, we did go there occasionally, but not very often because the cabin had already been boarded up because it was getting older and they reckoned it wasn't very safe for children. And they finally recommended to my grandmother that she pull it down. And I don't know whether it was burnt or just taken apart, but anyway, it went. And many years later, we went back to try and find where it had been. And we found the founds, which will be still there. And there is a stone which I think, do you think, Louise, that it had the date of the building of the cabin?
I can't
It was
remember.
covered very thickly in moss and it was a little bit away from the concrete, but it will be still there, I'm sure. So the cabin had gone and the bridges eventually were, all of them were taken down because they were really unsafe. They were beautiful, obviously, when they were built. You can see that in the film. That was in 1901, maybe, or two, or something like that. So over time, they would have rotted. In fact, we have the old pine cupboard that came from the Fairy Glen log cabin, and inside the doors, they've written their log, so every
I've
date.
forgotten.
And as far as we could see, the main thing they did was cook potatoes. They weren't very ambitious. We had improved, we did sausages on our campfire. My grandmother loved it. She loved the whole thing of cooking potatoes. And if you look on the cupboard doors, you realize that they went there a lot, actually. It's all written in pencil, but it's still
Oh, I'd forgotten
readable.
about that.